while debate continues between those who want to worship together and the advice that people stay apart, the fight continues against coronavirus, and the blood of survivors is being used to help those who are dangerously sick.
The antibody-rich plasma from recovered COVID-19 patients is valuable to hospitals because they can use it to treat current patients who are in dire straits. Here at St. Joseph's Hospital in Orange, one of the only in the West, they found their man, Jason Garcia, 36 years old, recovered from COVID-19. Garcia was going through some tough times of his own. He had been isolated from his family inside his house. He couldn't even pick up his 11-month-old daughter. He was getting served food underneath the door. But once Garcia recovered, they found that they could use him here. He donated his A-positive blood to one person at this hospital who was undergoing some very tough times. They say that patient turned around. Then blood went to a second patient. It will go to a third. And Garcia is ecstatic.
It felt amazing. It felt good. I'm glad that, you know, the nightmare of testing positive and the fear, the dread to, you know that I recovered, and now that this bad thing can now potentially, you know, my antibodies are there to give to other people and potentially, you know, help them fight the fight that they are having problems with, you know, and pretty much help them fight the fight of their lives and survive. So I'm glad that this turned out to be a positive thing.
So using the blood from somebody who has survived the disease is a long-time strategy, and now the FDA has approved two trials of treatments from COVID-19 survivors like Jason, and this is going to be developed in other areas around the country, no doubt.